firms come and do a presentation in front of the entire assembly. So
if that's the case, then I feel the entire assembly should.
Yeah, we'll just have the entire assembly
okay.
do it.
Okay, we will put those proposals together for you and get you a copy of the old contract, the existing contract, and then the RFP, because it's got the rating criteria in it, and we'll give you rating sheets as well.
Okay. And I would like us to move relatively quickly with this, because we have many items in the hopper here that may require legal, and I appreciate that we can piecemeal it out, but it might be nice for us to get mm-hmm. things established and moving forward.
So there was a timeline that was set out in the RFP that is fairly quick moving. I anticipated awarding or issuing a contract in February. So.
Okay, perfect.
Anything else I want to bring to your attention here. We did our goals work session, and we will have to continue with that. I do have a couple of other items I want to bring to your attention that are not in here. So we have entered into tail insurance policies for our hospital. For just general liability tail insurance, professional and general liability insurance, and for D&O insurance as well. And those two tail policies, the invoices were sent to Wrangell Medical Center, and they were scanned almost immediately and emailed to me in December. They were emailed in a group of a whole bunch of other correspondents of hospital stuff, which I went through and promptly copied into a folder for hospital stuff and dumped, and didn't realize I had dumped the invoices for the tail insurance in there. And I got an email reminder at the end of last week saying, hey, what's going on? So I went through and started looking through stuff and found them. And the tail insurances are, as I reported earlier to you last year, are $60,000 and $50,000 in change, respectively. And so obviously those are amounts I do not have the ability to authorize on my own, since my limit is $25,000. So that is why I'm asking for a special meeting on Friday to approve those tail insurance costs.
When you and I spoke about these tail insurances mm-hmm. previously, the $50,000 and $60,000 was for a prolonged period of time, or was that for a year?
So the D&O is the $50,000, $55,000 and change, roughly, is a five-year policy. The professional and general liability is, that's an annual amount.
That's the
annual amount.
And did you go through and do a calculation on, but do you remember our conversation? I was saying that there's got to be a way to break this down in a couple of things. One is that it just seems so heavy to me in terms of the tail insurance.
So I'll make sure that I have that information for you guys in the agenda statement when it comes. The agenda statements when they come to you for Friday's meeting, if you are available on Friday. And I don't know. An evening meeting is fine. I apologize that it's a Friday night, but. Otherwise, if you guys can meet at lunch, we certainly can do it
during the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
You bet.
But
I guess I had some questions on that, and it sprung around that we stopped doing regular obstetrics very early on, many years ago. And I know that you have to carry for X amount of time to cover off. Up to, and I can't remember what age of the child, but there's years and years of that. And so I was asking for a calculation from last baby born in this hospital forward. Mm-hmm. And I was also asking about, so then if we only had one baby in 5 years, that's got to change the ratio than doing 200 babies in 5 years. And so, Mike, I really want to make sure that we're not overpaying, because it seems like such a lot of money. But
okay. So, can we have a special meeting on Friday, or
folks opened a special meeting on Friday. David, you didn't seem very excited about an afternoon.
I'm not too excited about a noon meeting. I mean,
it certainly doesn't have to be. It can be at whatever is the convenient.
Would 4:30 work for people?
4:30 works great for me.
Yeah,
I'll be here.
Okay, Jim. Are you looking at your boss right now? Is that what you're doing, Jim?
Yes.
It's about tail insurance.
Friday, yes.
Okay, sounds good. I think let's go 4:30 on Friday.
Will all four of you be available then?
And Julie will be here as well.
Well, Julie doesn't count toward my quorum, though.
Julie, are you in town on Friday?
Yes, I'll be in town.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay.
And did you go through a competitive bid, or did you go through Wrangell Insurance?
No, I went through the exit. It wasn't just Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. It's actually RUSI is the company with whom we had our policies. And so the tail comes from the existing policy holders, basically transfers from the existing liability policy to the tail policy and from the existing D&O. To the tail policy.
Okay.
It's just basically just a carryover is what it was. So no, I did not go through a competitive process for that.
Okay.
The physical insurance is on the buildings. That is through Wrangell Petersburg Insurance. That's correct. So
That wasn't a competitive process either, was it?
I didn't go through a competitive process for any of the insurances. No.
Okay.
No. Well, the hospital basically was added to our existing policy that you guys and you guys approved that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on that stuff? Okay.
So I have one thing I would like to bring up to you, and I may need to just briefly have Mr. Howell come to the podium. Given what happened with the plow at the last meeting, I wanted to bring to your attention that the water plant has asked to be able to purchase a track wheelbarrow in order to be able to move the sand that was cleaned, huge amounts of sand that was cleaned. And it's a $3,000 purchase. It obviously is well within my signing authority, but it's a piece of equipment. And so I brought it to bring to your attention tonight. I'd like Mr. Howell to come up for just a moment and say a word about that. If you guys feel like you need information, we'll put it on the next agenda and have it as an approval item.
Does anybody feel like they would have more questions about a wheel-powered wheelbarrow for moving the sand?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Howell, come on up.
Oh, no, public works. Question.
When you're all done moving the sand, or is this something that we're going to utilize somewhere else?
Yeah, it's a track wheelbarrow. I think it hauls 900 or 1,000 pounds. So, I mean, the line department.
The reason why I ask is I'm sure you could probably rent or lease this thing from Tyler Rental.
The shipping and the rental is more than the cost of the machine.
Okay. So, but it is going to be something we're going to utilize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That was just my only question.
Between departments.
But yeah, it would be shared.
You couldn't use the plow just to push it over. Trying to repurpose stuff here.
Come on up, we'll give you a tour.
I just started on that.
And eventually, if we get the money, all that sand's got to come out. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope. Patty, you good?
Well, the only thing I was thinking of, we were talking about you coming up with different suggestions if the DAF plant falls through and the funding falls through. Do you think you would still use it then? I mean, or would
More so. Because
okay.
Right now we're only running on three filters. So we got to get that fourth filter up and going before summer. And to get guys to get in there and physically move that by hand is we don't have the manpower for one. And it's just, yeah, it's almost impossible.
Okay.
Any other questions? Anybody?
Okay.
So I actually have a question on water, if Roland's still up here. Just on, in your report, the water levels that you report. So when we talk about in the week of December 25th, we produced 922,000 gallons of water. And we had a consumption of 335,000 gallons of water. This number that is closest to the top of my list is, I'm assuming, 2017. This number, week of December 24th, I'm assuming is December 2018, correct? So you're giving us 2 years of data on your report. And the reason why this is important to me is because this, in 2017, we produced 922,000 gallons with a consumption of 335. This year, we are 517,000 gallons with a consumption of 343. So our consumptions line up, but our productions do not. And this is, again, my first question is, how are we measuring consumption? Is consumption at the gauge at the bottom of the hill? So your loss is between the tanks and the gauge at the bottom of the hill? Because we know we have no ability to gauge once it leaves the hill into the residence. Where's my 600,000 gallons of water going?
Well, for one, when we did the leak study and they repaired those leaks, I think we gained 300,000 gallons.
Okay, but you're saying...
We dump 100,000 gallons every time we clean a filter of filtered water into the ditch.
Okay, so maybe it's not... Maybe when you say 922,000 gallons, that's not production. I guess we get these reports every time. I look at them, and every time I'm confused because nothing ever makes sense year over year. Is there an answer?
We'll do some better interpretation. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think anybody understands what we're getting. And we just keep looking at it, and we're looking at a $9 million water plant or whatever it is, and nobody can tell me even what my numbers say. And if we've lost, compared to last year, if we've decreased our production of water by 600,000 gallons of water, in which typically one of our most prolific. Okay, so is there any further discussion on the final amended motion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Julie?
I just wanted to make one more comment that I'll be voting yes on this, but it's because I believe it's in the best interest of the city. We're doing something to get something out of this. So that's
okay, thank you, Julie. Anybody else? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong, I'm sorry. It's crossed out. Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBorn?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Presumpta?
Yes. Okay, we're moving on to 13F.
13B.
13B.
I moved my other one off already. 13B, approval of the 2019 state legislative priorities.
Move to approve the 2019 state legislative priorities.
So moved. We have a second.
Second.
We moved and seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a one correction, and that is I did not change the header on the ANSEP boarding school, and I will change that to something appropriate. It's just a boarding school concept or something like that. So just to let you know, I'll take ANSEP off.
Academic there. / vocational.
Perfect. Thank you.
Were we not discussing reinstatement of state positions, putting a brown shirt back in here?
Is that not included in that list?
I don't think so.
I think that's
public
under...
health nurse, child welfare caseworker, magistrate.
Well, that position has not been eliminated yet. They just haven't been able to fill it.
Oh,
so what, that's why it's
oh,
not.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Mayor,
I thought yes. I heard it.
What one are we talking about,
David? So we're now on to legislative.
No, priorities. No. About the brown shirt.
Brown shirt was under the reinstatement of state positions critical to.
I thought that had been eliminated here, but I guess it just hasn't been filled here.
It has not been filled.
Can I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead, David.
We had a meeting last night, and the sergeant from Juneau was there and said that is actually going to go out to bid. I want to say next month. He said try to be filled by the end of August.
Well, that's
great.
Said. That's
great.
Okay. End of August.
Because I had
that's
heard
what he said.
It.
Okay.
I think.
That's a ways away.
So
it is a ways away, but that's what he, and I can't quote that. I don't know if that's, but that was an open meeting, so I mean, yeah, he did say that.
Okay, I'm going to keep us moving along here, folks. Is there any other discussion on the legislative priorities? I'll just say for me, I'm really glad to see the airport generator on there. I think that's an important thing.
I did eliminate, I failed to put in the list on the agenda statement, Mr. Mayor, the cemetery, but that is in the projects list.
Right. And you came up with 500,000? Okay. Good enough.
Anybody else? Any questions or comments on the priorities list? Okay, hearing none, poll vote.
Members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to go to 13F. Get there. Wait a minute. I've lost my 13F. I apologize, folks. I'll read it off of here. 13F, proposed resolution number 01-19-1440 of the Assembly and City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, creating a special investment committee as allowed in under Wrangell WMC 3.04.060, special committees to explore investment opportunities for Wrangell.
Move to approve resolution number 01-19-1440.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
What did you find out from AML? Whatever that, the rest of that
I will,
acronym is.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, respond? Go ahead.
So I will, AMLIF, the Alaska Municipal League Events.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is bring that to the investment committee at our first meeting so that the investment committee can make a recommendation to the assembly.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion?
It looks like we need to have someone, two people volunteer.
Correct.
To serve on the committee.
I will.
So do we want to move it first and then do it? Or do we want to do it first and then?
You can
do it. Doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ann, you said you'd like to do it?
Sure, I'd like
to. Does anybody else like to be on it? Okay, Ann and Jim. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Okay. Approval to reschedule the 13G. Approval to reschedule the regular assembly meeting of April 23rd, 2019 to April 30th, 2019. Opposed motion there?
Move to approve rescheduling the regular assembly meeting of April 23, 2019 to April 30, 2019.
Moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yeah.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13H. Approval to cancel the regular assembly meeting of February 12, 2019. Opposed motion?
Move to approve the cancellation of the regular assembly meeting of February 12, 2019.
It's further there and hold only one regular.
Pardon?
It's okay.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. That's good?
Yeah. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
If there is concern with the cancellation, I will be gone and Assembly Member Decker will be gone. If there's concern with that, we could call in from, or I could call in from Juneau if necessary.
Yeah, I thought we had talked about
that. You and I did talk about that. So
I won't be here on the 26th, so I mean, I'll just let you guys know that.
Okay.
I don't know how many other people will be gone.
Oh, I'm here.
I don't mind calling in.
And I'm not going to call in.
And I'll
be in Africa.
I'll be back the week prior, but it's going to be a push. Julie would call in.
I'm not taking my phone.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Let's do any other discussion. Poll vote.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
No.
I knew it.
15A. Sorry, there's a 14 attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office, and 15 H is executive session notification of formal grievance procedure with IBEW.
Move pursuant to 44.62.310 section C, section 1, that we recess into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the formal grievance procedure with IBEW, and invite the borough manager to attend the meeting.
It's been moved. We have a second.
We've got a second.
And seconded. Moved and seconded.